Hi there, kiddos, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your little questions turn into big stories.
We're Mama Gemma and Papa Lou and Fredo Dog.
And Cleocatra.
And we're going to do like a mini Labor Day episode for you.
Well, it might not be Labor Day when they listen.
Oh yeah, but Mr. Eric needs a day off every once in a while.
We should start with a big old shout out to Paige. She's 4 years old. She likes music and singing to her favorite songs.
And she's got good taste because she likes us, Mama Gemma and Papa Lou.
That was a good shout out, guys.
It was okay.
Well, I want to give a big woof woof to Noah. He was born in England, but he has an American accent. And he loves Legos, but not just one kind of Lego. He loves all the kinds of Legos.
That's a lot of backstory.
Oh, you gotta be specific.
And I got another big shout out for John William.
Oh, he's been a real patient kid, he sure has.
He did have to wait a while for his shout out. Thank you for waiting.
Well, I've got the most exotic shout out.
Oh, of course you do.
To Carla from Luxembourg.
I believe it's pronounced Luxembourg.
It is not.
Well, thank you, Carla, and John William, and Noah, and Paige.
And now let's get one of those questions, huh? Go ahead, Fred.
Oh, I'm very excited for this question. If I'm a patron, and she named Micah, and she asks whether Fred the zombie dog has a dance party.
Very well.
Well, if she says so.
Is the music loud enough?
What?
Is the music loud enough? I can't hear you. The music's too loud. Oh, good.
Your rig just sailed in with the cooler.
And oh, you're caught this tuna. Don't ask me how.
I am usually your enemy, but this seems like a fun party.
Okay, come on in, everybody. It's a Labor Day party at Mr. Eric's house. Oh, great.
Thanks for inviting us. I am sorry, Alabaster is running late.
No, I just forgot to teleport him.
Oh, a party! How delightful! I'll decorate with magic! roof collapse. It's a new spell I've been working on.
Whoa, hello! What is going on here?
Oh, Mr. Eric, don't worry about it. We're giving you the day off.
Just go back to sleep. This is nothing but a weird dream.
Okay, all What If World characters, Miss Karen needs to get her sleep, so you need to go home.
Aw, shucks.
Oh, no.
Okay, you heard Mr. Eric. Everybody but me and Cleocatra and Mama Gemma and Papa Lou, because we was doing the episode for him.
No, I mean everybody. Back to What If World. Fred, you can stay.
Oh, dear.
You collapse one guy's roof, and he's all go back to being imaginary.
Well, he's just worried about Miss Karen for some reason.
Sorry, I'm late, Fairylise.
Sounds like a mystery's afoot.
No mystery. She's just gotta work in the morning.
Oh, there's Labor Day in the morning, Mr. Eric.
I knew there was a mystery.
Did someone say Mister, please?
No, Dracomatch, we don't need your mist breath. Karen just needs to go back to sleep because... What is it, Mr. Eric?
You can tell us, kiddo.
Or we can force the secret from you.
Okay, she's... Come on, have a baby. A baby? Oh my goodness, I'm gonna be an imaginary grandma.
Is that how that works?
Clearly you've got a lot to learn about imaginary parenting.
No, it's gonna be a real baby.
Oh yes, just as my magic is real.
And just as every child holds a glimmer of starlight in their eyes.
No, like a real, literal baby.
No, Mr. Eric, I'm the baby.
Well, Fred, you're actually the oldest.
And also the baby.
Okay. All right, you heard, Mr. Eric. Baby's on the way. That means the show's over. Whoa, no, I didn't say that.
No more What If World?
Of course, there'll still be What If World.
Yes, we will live on in the imaginations of old children.
Well, yes, but also with more stories.
Okay, but no more Midnight imaginary friend dance parties?
No, we can have those too. The baby will be getting us up all hours of the night.
Well, yeah, Fred, you're the big brother. You gotta help us take care of the baby.
Oh, this is the worst dance party ever.
I don't know. It just keeps getting better for me.
Cleocatra, I think Fred and Eric need a minute. Come on, everybody.
You heard Mama Gemma. Am scray. We'll just keep this dance party going in What If World.
Maybe you can just stop dancing altogether, though.
Sorry, Mama Gemma. You can't stop moves like these.
This thing with my fingers, too.
Oh, no, don't do the pointy thing. That's just, with chicken wings. Geez.
Fred, are you okay?
It was just coming as a big shock.
She's 7 months pregnant, Fred.
I just thought she was eating a lot of sticks. So you still gonna take care of me?
Of course.
Then who gonna take care of baby? Cause I'm a full-time job.
How about this? You and everyone from What If World helps me do one little mini episode a month. Like a little break for me.
That way you'll have more time for me?
Yeah, and more time for baby.
So is everything gonna change forever?
A lot's gonna change, Fred. But in a couple of years, my kid'll just be like another little sister or brother.
No, I think you just tell mommy that she put that baby away. Maybe next year.
Or like the end of next month.
But this was supposed to be my day. I was supposed to have a dance party.
Well, I'm wide awake now. You want to have a dance party in What If World?
You mean it?
Of course, Fred. Just let me change out of my pajamas.
Oh, no, I don't think so, Daddy. I mean, Mr. Eric.
Oh, Fred, let me go.
Sorry, you coming with me.
Fred?
Okay, pack up the observatorium. And break down New What City. And suck up Squid Lake over there. Baby's coming. What If World's over?
No, no, no. Mr. Eric said What If World's not over. He's just gonna do one little mini bonus episode a month.
And at least 2 original full-length stories answering your questions.
And once a month, you'll replay one of your favorite Fred episodes.
Or any of our other greatest hits.
So there'll still be What If World every week.
You got that right, Freddy.
Oh, what a relief.
And I promise to come fix your roof with my magic.
Just as soon as we finish this dance party. Ooh, a dancey, dancey, ooh, a dance.
I don't think anyone in What If World knows how to dance.
Well, I'm from What Is World. So let me show you how it's done.
Yes, dancing.
That is not how it's done.
Oh, I think it's cute. In a sort of painful-looking way.
Oh, I never thought I'd meet someone who dances worse than me.
Check it out, What If World. These are my moves.
Go get them, kiddo.
Just never let them do that in public, okay?
Oh, we should do the thank yous while Mr. Eric dances.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, the co-creator of What If World.
And a future mammy.
Pearl, I'd like to thank Craig Martinson for doing that catchy theme song. And I'd like to thank all the parents out there who know exactly what Mr. Eric's in for.
And finally, let us thank the kids at home who dance as bravely as Mr. Eric.
Doing this elbow thing, I don't know what it is, but I'm doing it.
We don't know either, sweetie. Until we meet again.
Keep wondering!
What he said.
This is What If World.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.